This is Ask OT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast at Spotify FM. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about Ask OT Kimberly, your go-to for all things in learning and development of mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for your support. Hey friends, it's April. April is a very important month. April is Occupational Therapy Month. And as we bring this month to a close, I want to share with you some favorites of mine in the occupational therapy profession. Now, OT is all centered around the integration of the mind, the body, and spirit. This profession is over 100 years old, and I've shared with you before that its history has its roots in the military. And occupational therapists being central to those veterans coming back from war and doing rehabilitation with them, the veterans in the area of war neuroses, which would today be considered post-traumatic stress syndrome, and rehabilitations of the arm. Today, if you've ever experienced occupational therapy in a VA center, you will know that occupational therapists are a part of the partial day programs in which I completed a mental health affiliation as an occupational therapy in Minneapolis. And is also a part of the upper extremity rehabilitation programs, which includes stroke rehab, includes hand orthopedics, all of that together. And so as occupational therapists, we are working in the mind, the body, and the spirit. Parts of our programming that we do looks at how do we make sure that the person that we're working with is whole and that there are facets of them that are not missing. Many of our assessments, especially if they're a holistic assessment, we'll ask our clients, what are those things that are going really well for you? And what are those things that are not going really well? If you are a pediatric occupational therapist, you're familiar with sensory integration and sensory processing. These areas which look and dive into how does our sensory nervous system function, typically within children, also functions in adulthood. So what is sensory regulation and what does this all mean? Our body is composed of a central nervous system. It's our brain. It's composed of a peripheral nervous system, which are the nerves that are in our arms and our legs. And then there's other parts of our nervous system too that we won't get too much into, such as the autonomic nervous system. But just to keep it simple, these are all of the parts of our nervous systems that make sure that we continue to function. Within the human body, we have this structure that's called heart and brain coherence. It is the literal scientific version of the mind, body, spirit. It is the integration and collaboration of the efficiency of the heart and the brain working together. When we are in great functioning order, when our mind, body, and spirit is working together really, really well, we have strong heart-brain coherence. And this can actually be measured by doing an EKG. And what they basically look at is how are our heart rhythms? Typically, as the heart rhythms are going, they should be nice and smooth in the sort of up and down phase. However, if you have heart and brain incoherence, what you typically will see in the EKGs is that the rhythms of the brains are dysregulated. They're a lot more jagged and not smooth. And so this is an indicator to the individual that there is some dysfunction that's happening. There's a disruption between the integration of the heart and the brain. And there are remedies for this. So one way is to look at how do we get our heart and brain back in coherence and regulation? Well, there's a lot of ways that you can tackle this. One that I will share, and this is not an advertisement, but it's a favorite of mine that I found. It's called the Weltori app. It actually has a way for you to measure yourself, your own heart-brain coherence or heart coherence. You download the app, you put your finger on your phone, and using digital technology, it measures your heart rate. And what it does is it shows that, oh, you're in great coherence, or it shows that you are not. And this is a cue to you that you need to work on strategies to help bring yourself back into heart-brain coherence. So what does that look like? What are ways to help regulate your sensory system or your heart-brain coherence? Well, they're things that many of us already do or have heard about but didn't understand the science behind them. So one is meditation. Meditation takes forms in many different ways. For some people, it is sitting outside and listening to the warm breeze. It is laying down in quiet peace in your home. It is things like the nap ministry, which is really centered on just taking a break from the grind culture that exists, especially within the African diaspora community, and resting. It is doing breathwork activities. It is doing blue mind science. If you're not familiar with this, it is the science of large bodies of water and how our brain actually can become much more regulated when we're close to it. I'm a Great Lakes kid, grew up right at Lake Michigan. I moved to the land of 10,000 lakes, and I love natural water, large bodies of water. And when it's blue water, it's even better. But when you are close to a large body of water like Lake Michigan or Lake Superior in Minnesota or any of the other lakes, the sound of that water is very therapeutic and very calming. And there is a relationship with the water and the human body and how it just naturally sinks our system back into what it needs to be. Other ways that we can look at this is nature walks. There's been a lot of research. You can actually go to NAMI, you can go to just National Institute of Health and look at what are the benefits of outdoor nature therapy. There's whole groups and organizations that are focused on getting out into nature and going for a walk. Being in the outdoors as opposed to being in an urban community and going for a walk, there's an actual difference, a scientific difference in how it impacts the whole nervous system of the human body. And if you can get out into nature, which are nature trails, to the woods, any of these places, Minnesota is a great place for this. Many of the places in the Northwest are great for this. Getting out into nature is actually good for the human body, and it helps to re-regulate, bring your body back into heart and brain coherence. These are a lot of the strategies that you can use along with an app like Welltory, which can help you regulate or identify regular regulation or dysregulation within yourself. Very simple strategies to help get your body back in track. So if you're not familiar, you're kind of wondering, well, what does heart and brain coherence look like if you don't have the Welltory app? Well, a lot of it you're probably seeing if you're underneath a lot of stress. One, you will find that you may have a rapid heart rate. You may find that your sleep cycle is disrupted. You're not sleeping really well. You're sick a lot. You may find that you have racing thoughts, a lot of poor energy, difficulty staying awake. Your creativity levels have decreased significantly. You have very poor resilience to stress. Your emotional intelligence is not very strong. You find that you're very somnolent, you're crying a lot, you're not able to keep things, quote unquote, together. And you find that your overall quality of life is actually pretty poor. You're not happy. You're just not happy. All of these are signs that your whole nervous system is out of regulation and that you need to take immediate acts to help get yourself back into alignment of the mind, the body, and spirit, or in scientific terms, heart and brain coherence. So I would challenge you this month, this occupational therapy month, to link up with an OT. If you don't know one already, ask OT Kimberly is one that you know. Find ways to get yourself back into heart-brain coherence. The Welltory app is something that you can do yourself, as well as the strategies that I shared on meditation, the nap ministry, breathwork, blue mind science or water science, and then nature. These are all ways that you can help live your best life. This is Ask OT Kimberly, a listener-supported podcast on Spotify FM. Follow the link in the show notes to learn more about Ask OT Kimberly, your go-to for learning and development in all things mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for your support.